Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not all roses and rainbows for Buffalo. Kansas City lost 28-21 and had the ball late. Trade deadline tomorrow. Buffalo needs to go out and upgrade. This was an instructive win. Kansas City probably is just going to get healthier up front. Buffalo's got a hole. Just think about this. Josh Allen's nearly perfect. You run for 140 yards. You're at home. You're perfect in the red zone. You dominate time of possession. You win the turnover battle. And Mahomes had the ball late going for the tie. Not all losses are awful losses, and not all wins mean you've solved everything.
Ed is Colin Cowherd before the trade deadline, and ultimately the Bills do not add at any positions. They don't make any trades. Cowherd did end that clip saying that he thought the Bills should add a receiver. I think that is some fair points, though, to bring up the fact that it was, I think Nick Wright even had said it like this, it was a mini miracle the Chiefs had a chance to tie it late. Although those games also kind of refused to not be close, or at least have you on the edge of your seat for most, if not all of
them. But also, sure, Nick, punt it back to the team. They'll have less of a chance to go down for the victory instead of, you know, quite frankly, just make the field goal and it puts it away.
Yeah.
He was kind of just asking for the football with that take.
Oh, I mean, yeah, because
like, sure, Nick.
The feeling is, yeah, you're going to march right down. I mean, to be fair, get close. It got very close.
Yeah, so I'm going to take that one at face value there. But I think to something about it, like where Cowherd says, like, not one win doesn't mean that you fixed everything and a loss doesn't end you or break you. I think that's been the epitome of the Bills' season, where we've kind of had a little bit of a overall fan base irritation with this team, even in some wins. Matter of fact, Kansas City is the first time that we really don't have...
I was going to say, it's like most of the wins this year, man.
...too many complaints about them. Or that we haven't fielded too many complaints about them. So, yeah, it still comes back to, I'm still shocked that they didn't end up ultimately adding to the defensive line for some more reinforcements. But looking at it now, outside of Quinnen Williams, who got traded on the defensive front.
On the defensive front, yeah.
Like in terms of like getting a D-tackle type player, because that's what the Bills wanted to add, was someone who could run on the inside or pass rush on the inside as well. Yeah, It's just it's a tough market, and the rest of the league showed it because outside of the Colts, the entirety of the AFC really kind of just
that is something to bring up. That pretty much the AFC stood still.
The AFC South did some moves with the Jaguars and the Colts, but then everyone else kind of sat on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing I guess I can take in terms of solace about how they didn't make a move. Is kind of in the same light as the playoff picture. Yeah, the Bills have some flaws, but so does the rest of the AFC. Yeah, the Bills didn't make a move, but so did most of the AFC.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Before we get to your calls, ready to take your game day to the next level? Enter online now at WGR550.com for a chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Each Friday, a winner is going to be announced during Football Friday with Shobin the Bulldog. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. Now, let's get to the calls, and we'll start with Tim, who's been very patient. Tim, how are we doing this morning, man?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks, as always, for having me on.
Thank you.
I originally was thinking I was going to be in the minority when I hopped on with you this morning. Just I was really excited to see the Bills not necessarily pull the trigger at the end because, to be honest with you, when I saw Tim Graham's report on Twitter about them kicking tires on Debo or keep an eye on Debo, and then there was Von Miller talk, I was just like, okay, here we go again. Like, redundancy at the position. I don't really know how Debo kind of upgraded the room.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody wants to have new toys at the deadline. I get that, but I didn't want to see a remake of last year when we just kind of throw away an early day three pick where Bean's been so good at a rental player. And also, I mean, Jacoby Myers got two picks, Rashid Shaheed got two picks,
right.
Some of the other guys that they were in on. I didn't love the idea. And also, if they did anything, I guess what I'm saying is I really wanted them to go big game hunting, but everybody knows that it takes two to tango at the end of the day. And you're not getting Garrett Wilson from the Jets, even though I loved it. You're not getting Jalen Waddle from the Dolphins. Those are just in-division type of stuff. The only one that really made sense was Chris Olave, and I think to really get him away from the Saints would have taken a first, maybe plus. I was okay with that idea, but I just what's important to me is I wanted to know that Brandon Bean thought that we needed an upgrade at the position, so that makes me very happy moving forward into next season. I know it doesn't solve anything right now, but mm-hmm. Moving into next season, I think it's important to me and a lot of the fan base to know that he does think that position needs an upgrade. We just got to hit on the pick next year, guys. That's ultimately what it comes down to. So I'll leave you guys with that. Thank you so much for taking my call, and everybody have a good day.
Tim, you
thanks
as well,
for calling.
Man. Thanks for calling. Talking about big game hunting, I mentioned that yesterday of just the belief of, look, I'd love Olave. I think that'd be great. I think if the Bills were to add him yesterday, though, it would be telling everyone, yeah, we kind of know everyone eats doesn't really work. And so we're gonna rectify that.
I
just don't see that happening unless it is a situation like Ken Dorsey, where they fire him midseason where it's like, yeah, this is completely broken and our superstar quarterback is making this work with James Cook running the ball, with the offensive line, and Allen still putting up pretty darn good numbers. They don't have the reason in the middle of the year to fix it. I know we hear from the head coach and he does not seem thrilled with the passing game. But we took a call in the first hour, Derek, and we've mentioned that a lot too. You fix those issues in the offseason. And I'd much rather draft my Olave, my Garrett Wilson,
yes,
what have you, at this point. There were periods early in Allen's career where, yeah, you go make the move for Stephon Diggs. You need to. The guy's an ascending talent. Now I want the cheaper option. I want the first-round talent or second-round talent that I think can come in here and explode with Allen. My biggest issue with Coleman is really not even Coleman himself. It is the role that they've put him in that I think just does not allow him to succeed at all, where I do wonder what a Ladd McConkey would look like with this team. I still wonder what A.D. Mitchell would look like with the Bills if they took him right away in the second round, and that's because I've got a problem. But
hey, you know what? Good on you recognizing it.
I'll recognize that one. That's about it.
But when it comes down to it, I saw a team that moved money around to make an attempt. And maybe it was for big game hunting. Like Sal mentioned with us, you're only paying base salaries or prorated. You don't have to pay the entirety of the cap hit that's going on there. And yet, you're not overpaying. So maybe they are setting up for Olave. And the conversation is, hey, Saints, what could we do to get Chris Olave? And if they're asking for a first, I'm immediately going to, can I make it a conditional? The guy's got a medical history chart longer than our consecutive seasons winning the East. I'm very worried about that. No. Okay, then. We're not doing it. That's what it screams to me. Like, the Bills positioned themselves with that money that they moved around to have some interesting conversations. It just didn't happen. And I'm more satisfied that you moved around the money because it shows me there's an effort there. You tried. I would rather take you tried and you failed than to have done nothing. That's what that message is for me, or what it tells me, and I can accept that. I wouldn't have accepted do nothing and not even move money around. That's the part I would not have been happy with.
803-0550, again, the number to call. We go back to the phones. Matt is up next. Matt, how are we doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys this morning?
Doing well.
Excellent. I'll get right to it. I know we're spending a lot of time dissecting the reasons why and making justifications for why this is a good thing that Bean maybe didn't pull the trigger or overpay. But I think the more concerning thing is that in Josh Allen's entire career and Bean's career here in Buffalo, he's given Allen exactly one major weapon at wide receiver ever. I think it demonstrates a lack of willingness to go all in at that spot. And now he spent the last 2 years having to go with a deadline and try to do something to augment or salvage our receiver position for the season. I'm really concerned that, you know, now, like, in this upcoming draft, you know, the guys earlier on the radio were right. Like, linebacker is going to be huge. Offensive line has contracts coming up. Like, I think once again he's not going to prioritize it. And that, I mean, that is the definition of wasting Allen's career and his prime. That's killing me.
Yeah, man, thanks for the call. I don't think you're really wrong. They really have only made the one big move, Stephon Diggs. They've had a few, you know, the end of the career, Emmanuel Sanders, early on bringing in John Brown and Cole Beasley. In the last few years, though, specifically at the wide receiver position, because, and Matt does say that, and I think that's important to say, because there was a few years there in a row where it was second-round running back, first-round tight end, first-round wide receiver. The problem is, though, if Keon hits, we're not really having many of these conversations. It's an entire
matter of fact, if Amari Cooper hits, it's not like he didn't try to add a receiver last year.
But that is Matt's point, though, is that he's having to go back to the trade deadline to fix an issue he created in the draft. That's my issue with Bean has been the talent acquisition and the talent really identification. Again, putting Coleman in a spot that just does not work for him. And has not worked for him really at all, outside of a few blimps here and there. I brought up the Seattle game last year, the fourth quarter against Baltimore this year. That's where I think they need to get better. Because, yeah, look, the reports yesterday were that they were in on Jacoby Myers and Calvin Ridley. Somewhat acknowledging that, yeah, we got botched the receiver thing again, and we need to maybe get better at it. With that being said, though, they now are going to have 2 years' worth of film, tape, just experience with Keon. Yeah, linebacker is going to be a need. Offensive line may be a need. Wide receiver, though, is going to be a need. And there is there's a good chance, depending on how the board falls, because I know no one likes to hear that, but depending on how the board falls, yeah, they could take a receiver in the first round. They also could end up taking him in the second or the third, and that also could just be just as fine. And if those guys hit, and if they work in the system and they work well with Allen, that can hit. That can be just fine. Look at Torrey Horton over in Seattle. He's a fifth-round pick, and they love him.
Yeah, it's just one of these things where now, unfortunately, is not really the time that I'm going to get into that conversation, because now is not the time for it.
Oh, I'm always there.
Ready?
I won't acknowledge that as a problem, but I'm always there.
Don't. Ready? What can we do about it talking about it now?
No, right. I mean, the draft's not till April. I mean,
we can't even pontificate on who the hell would be available in the draft class because of it. Like, talking about it now makes no sense. I don't want to say it's a waste of my breath, but it's definitely not going to be at the forefront of my brain's thinking capacity.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. But that's my thing is it, now I think you can somewhat see certain parts of the Bills roster, though, that, okay, that's not going to have to be really worried about in the draft. Deion Walker is a smash hit for them at D-tackle. And they're going to get Ed Oliver back. They're probably not going to go back to edge rusher. I don't imagine they would. Yes, linebacker.
Maybe if Bosa ends up walking, right, they might have to.
They might have to.
We don't know yet. That's why
I don't. You also have free agency. I know everyone gets in on wide receiver. I get it. I do. They have had other issues they've needed to fill. They do still have a very good offense. It should be mentioned. And many of us I know can sound – Mike Schrupp said it yesterday. I think many of us can sound crazy at times because we're constantly talking about this team. They have not won a Super Bowl. We're all still waiting even for the first appearance in this iteration of the Bills. But they are still a very good team. Vegas still thinks they're one of the favorites to win the whole thing. And we're still kind of waiting for an elite team in the AFC to rise to the occasion. Indy had a abysmal game against Pittsburgh. There is no sure thing that Daniel Jones doesn't turn into a pumpkin.
Right.
It's not definitive. Look at last year. Sam Darnold is an all-pro quarterback 90% of last year.
Right.
And then in like the last 3-4 weeks, he capitulates. Falls apart. Now this
to a point where Minnesota moves on.
That they're kind of like, okay, yeah, no, we will go with McCarthy. Never mind. We'll go with McCarthy. Now he's turned it around in Seattle. But we're only really looking at this point right now. This year, Jones has a bad game against Pittsburgh. I think most of us still sit there and go, I'd actually take on Indy. Over a team like a Kansas City or Baltimore?
The Bills could.
I think most of us would take on Indy.
The Bills could frustrate Indianapolis' defense by trying to beat them at their own game, which would be kind of funny. Pittsburgh did relatively most of the same. I'm not as scared of Indy because if you get them off script, you can mess with them. Because then you have to ask Daniel Jones to mount the comeback. He has to be the guy. In a season where they're already not giving Jonathan Taylor the football enough, remember how I mentioned that Cook is 28 yards behind him despite playing one less game?
Maybe they actually should be giving it to him more.
Have you seen the carries?
I have not. I know he scores a lot of touchdowns. He's got a lot of yards. Is the carries that low?
The carries are pretty close for the two of them, despite the fact that James Cook has played entirely one last game. And I'm pretty sure the number is, I think it's only 4. Let me make sure of this.
It is four. But it also could be due to blowouts of like, all right, get Taylor out of the game. Like there's no reason for him to be. They've had a few blowouts.
They've had a few blowouts, but Jonathan Taylor has 4 less carries than James Cook this year. Or 4 more, sorry. Mm. 4 more carries than James Cook this year. What?
It's a little crazy, especially when we talk about the snap share for Cook and getting him the ball more and getting him used more
and ready?
Across the
this
board.
This player has played as many games as Jonathan Taylor and actually leads the league in carries. It's Christian McCaffrey.
That's so unsurprising. That's so unsurprising.
McCaffrey, by the way, only averaging 3.5 yards per touch, and his longest carry of the year is 16 yards.
He's a spiritual quarterback.
16 yards is his longest carry.
He's a spiritual quarterback. I know they're going to put him as running. No, he's as valuable to San Francisco as any quarterback is to 98% of the league. I love that 16.
I'd say spiritual yard receiver, one. Not quarterback.
No, I'm talking about value.
Oh, yeah, but like.
And the dude yards.
It's the dude is 7th in receiving in the entire year. Yeah. Like in the entire league. He's just but also very quietly, nobody's mentioning he's only averaging 3.5 yards per touch. But back to my point on this, the Colts don't run with Taylor enough already this year, I think. And that's the part that's fascinating to me. And what do? They add to their defense, which has not really been a problem this year.
Now we get a little corner help. You spent 2 firsts.
A little bit of corner help?
I
mean, it grabs headlines. It takes a hold on the trade deadline. Okay, I'll stop again. But, yeah, it's a very serious investment. And as Sal points out, if you go 1-and-done in the playoffs, for example, it's almost unforgivable.
Or if Daniel Jones just reverts to
Daniel Jones.
And that's the thing. He doesn't have to be New York Daniel Jones. But what if he's just not elite? Now all of a sudden it's like, okay, but we now don't have 2 firsts to
to draft
make
a new quarterback?
Sure, the roster, or oh just make sure the God. Roster around him is as elite as possible.
The Colts are still failing to invest.
It's a big swing. It's a huge swing for them. I will tell you, though, I'm all for teams putting all their chips in and going, we trust this guy, go for it. Fine, but it's a huge swing for them.
It just came to me now that like the Colts, Chris Ballard continues. Find somebody to love you the way that Chris Ballard loves to kick the can about quarterback.
No, I don't think he's kicking the can. I think they believe in Jones. I respect it. I just don't know if it'll be true by the end of the year.
It's just a hilarious outright refusal to use the draft. And the one time they do, it blows up on them within 2 years.
I mean, if we're being honest, yeah. I mean, it was also like one of the worst draft busts maybe ever.
Daniel Jones was also one of the worst classes to do it.
Well, now we know, true. But Anthony Richardson at the time was a fascinating prospect of just – he might be the most physically elite player ever to enter the draft at the quarterback position. He just couldn't play quarterback. 803-0550, the number to call. One more call here before our next timeout. Alan is up next. Alan, how are we doing?
Yeah, I just wanted to share a couple of things. Let's remember, San Francisco, the Rams didn't do anything either, and they're top teams in the NFC. Mm-hmm. And we talk about one-hit wonder quarterbacks. I know Geno Smith was rejuvenated in Seattle, but the Raiders put a lot of stock in him, and mm-hmm. he was benched the other day. And even though, I mean, they were in the game late in the game against Jacksonville, but still, my other point is I'm not sad about this. You know, I think there's a reason Palmer's probably back. Hopefully, I mean, he was close last week, but I don't know any other guy. Olave, you'd have to give up too much. Who's going to be better than Josh Palmer? Waddle, you're not going to get him unless you give the house away. Same thing with Garrett Wilson. They're not going to give guys like that away. I mean, and Indy, I mean, I don't know. I think they put a lot. You listen to them. They won the Super Bowl already. But, my next point is talking about this Sunday's game. The Bills need to hammer this team. Everybody said, a couple guys of my friends said, I don't know, what about the letdown? I said, they came back in the fourth quarter against the Ravens and they won in New York and pounded the Jets. And so there's no excuse for that. I think the Bills are going to come out. And I know Sal said this morning, and I read an article, a lot of Dolphins fans have sold their tickets. That crowd is probably going to be 80% Bills fans, if not more. I don't know how I got on some Dolphins site. I think it was because of when they were 6-6 a couple years ago and they were ahead of us. I started favoring other, Miami's just to see what they had to say, mm-hmm. and we caught them. But I just think it's going to be Bills going forward, and the Pats play Tampa. And I look for Tampa with a big win. If that happens, and both things, I mean, we're in first again, and, we don't have to listen to all these Pats fans. But my last comment is this. All the Chiefs fans that came out and said, this is a huge game. We're going to go in there and take it to them and take it away. Buffalo's over, and now they're all saying, wait till the playoffs. I don't think the Chiefs are going to make it. They have a vicious schedule coming up. I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Take care.
Alan, thanks for the call. A bit of a hot take there. I just it's hard for me with that coach quarterback combo to ever say they won't make the playoffs as long as the quarterback is healthy. Respect it, though. I mean, they're in a tough spot. If they lose to Denver, I think it gets really interesting. They're on the bye this week. For the Dolphins, real quick on that, I can't see them not taking the game seriously. I don't see it being a letdown because they are in the division race. Like, that's the thing is,
yeah.
You're in the division race. You have to keep hitting in
you
those games.
Keep putting the gas down,
yeah.
Because any sort of potential malaise is gone this year because you are sitting in second.
Yeah, because you did lose that first matchup at home to New England.
And
now all of a sudden, it's every division game means even that much more, even if the Jets and Dolphins aren't good.
That doesn't guarantee that the Bills are going to start blowing opponents out here, because the last time that this happened, the Bills fell as low as 6-6, mm-hmm. while Miami was holding a division lead. Because they lost, granted, they lost on the road in Miami, but they still lost to them early in that season.
Yeah.
So, you turn around and you look at this and go, I'm not going to question the effort of a football team that's in a division race. I would hope that nobody ever really does. They're fine in that sense. Not even going to think twice about that.
Especially they had a great game with all the injuries they had going into the Kansas City game. I feel pretty good about
it. I do get like it's an emotional win against Kansas City. It's almost like a get-right sort of game. The offense plays a complete game for the first time in a while.
I wonder how emotional it is, though, at this point for a lot of the vets, where I think for many of them it might be the same thing of, we know we can beat this team.
Anger,
we did. We're fine.
Anger's an emotion.
No, anger's an emotion, but I think...
And like, I'd be angry about dealing with them and seeing constantly, oh, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter.
Right, no, I know.
No, I'd be pissed.
But they've beat them enough where I think the all of a sudden the, oh my gosh, we can do it, I think that's long gone.
Valid.
They're, I don't know if there's that much of a
I think it's a validation of like, no, we are as good as them. And it's just we keep winning at the wrong time, but we are as good as them. Validation is also a feeling.
Right. Bills have made some roster moves. They've signed Fedarian Mathis, the defensive tackle, to the active roster. Kingsley Jonathan and Takori Couch to the practice squad. And they've also released linebacker Jimmy Charlo from the practice squad. 803-0550, the number to call. We've not hit on the Sabres yet, but we'll keep taking your calls on the Bills and the Sabres as well. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
Into the Utah zone. Oslin drops it. Roseanne back to Oslin for a shot, and that's high. Roseanne tips it in front. They score! Noah Oslin parked in front of the net. Picks up his first, and the Sabres tie the game at one.
Dan Dunleavy on the call there. Noah Oslin, his first career NHL goal. A needed one.
A needed one that I don't know if that should have been.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Cleared.
Yeah.
Roseanne plays that on what was probably a high stick.
That's fine.
I'll
allow it.
It was close. But it counts. The Sabres get out of that game with the lineup that they had to ice with a point. And yet at the same time, so you hinted at it when we opened the show and I said I was conflicted about this, right? And I still am. That is exactly the kind of game that you take that point and you run with it. That's a game where you go, man, we had to play Mason Gearson again in the lineup. I'll take this one.
We got through this.
We got through this. Yeah. We're good. Thanks for showing up, everyone. We're out of here. That's typically where I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
If not for the fact that they've now been in five straight games that have gone to overtime and looked wholly unimpressive in one, where Luukkonen has to will them to a shootout, the one that they win.
The one that they win, yeah. They have not actually won an overtime game.
They have not won an overtime game yet. That's the part that's infuriating. That's where the confliction comes in. That's where I'm kind of confused. It's like, guys, what are we doing? And it has been your best players constantly making mistakes or not finishing chances. That's consistently becoming a problem in terms of overtime, and it is constantly becoming a problem when it comes to how they're able to deal with things with the extra stand-up. So that said, you got out of this game with a point. You were outshot 35-18. You're playing with basically 11 forwards again, because what does Gjertsen do here? Again.
Okay.
349. Lindy, stop. Wave him. It's over. Just make it stop. But you're playing with 11 forwards, basically, and that 11 group of forwards is beat up to hell. Benson's out. There's a walking boot on him. Good to see. We're in hell again. It's just a more fun-looking hell, that's all.
They're battling injuries.
They're battling it. Norris is out long-term still, obviously. Zucker, Kulik, both come up with different sorts of illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
To a point where Zucker's placed on IR. Kulik's got fluid dripping out of his ears.
Not fun. Not fun.
I'm starting to wonder if I need to go play a pickup hockey game, leave with a sling on my arm so that the Sabres can stop getting hurt.
I think they're getting through it. Look, they also have some guys that have the injury-prone history, Norris being kind of the main one there. They're getting through it. My biggest problem has been you're playing well enough. Your top-end guys aren't. I mean, even last night.
That's the problem,
you only get 18 shots. And I didn't get to see it live. I was driving to the arena, so I'm listening to Dan and Rob on the call. It sounded like they were lighting up Utah. They just couldn't put it past the net. And there's a few games like that where it's fast starts and the top-end guys are missing major chances. They're missing the net, crossbars, what have you. You know, some of it is puck luck, absolutely. I think the big thing for me and the thing that you can take away from this that is positive, they're staying alive. They're 5-4-4-4-4. They're in a cluster of a bunch of teams that have 14 points, but the wild card teams have 15.
Yeah.
So,
one win vaults you up there.
But on that same vein, and in the negative sense, you got to start picking up 2 points, because eventually, when the season is in its final stages, and they're out of a playoff spot by 1 or 2 points, we will look at the 3 straight losses in overtime going, it'd be cool if you could have picked up any of those, especially when you were leading many of them in the third period.
Yeah.
And so, look, I'm not doomer on them. I'd like them to make them. We're talking about trades for the Bills. It's kind of the same thing for the Sabres because of the injuries. And we'll see if they can do any of that. The problem is a lot of the pieces you can move, and Derek, we talked about this off air, are actually the guys that are playing. Roseanne and Oslin, the guys that are the only guys that end up on the score sheet last night,
right,
are two of your major pieces. They've got to start stacking wins, not just points. I know I sound like a hypocrite when I say that, because for years I've gone just stack points. There's only been a few instances this year, though, in these overtime losses where they did drag to overtime. Last night counts.
Last night counts.
Last night does count.
Last night is one of those, and that's why I still feel conflicted. But this is that game.
But the Toronto game.
Yes.
You have that, not in the bag, but you're playing well. And even the end of the game, Toronto's not threatening to score.
You are kind of...
You're killing the game, or trying at least to put one away.
Columbus. You are dominating that game after a slow start, and that slow start's only a 1-0 deficit. You dominate the rest of that game in terms of puck possession. and Columbus gets to tie it. And then it's Kulik on a breakaway. He doesn't bury it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have another opportunity after that. It just, ugh. So, yes, you are looking at the finish has to be there in overtime. You could close out some of these games in regulation. That would be nice. That's the part there. And yet, at the same time, last night was not that. Last night was the, okay, thanks for getting that point. That was actually pretty cool of you to do that. Go see if you can steal the second one. And they almost do.
They almost do. Yep.
They almost do, and then 47 seconds into it, it's over. That's the part it's like, oh, come on, guys.
Next up for them, though, they're at home again Thursday tomorrow. St. Louis, who is not a good team this year.
No.
Then they've got a four-game road trip, and they've yet to win a road game this year.
They've yet to win a singular road game this year. They need to change that.
At Carolina, at Utah, at Colorado, at Detroit.
At Carolina. Let's just chalk that one up.
I know they're picking up injuries. I hope this is kind of why, hey, we're going to put some of these guys on IR now. We're not going to play. We're going to get them rested up because you've got a four-game road trip here. And I think this is really going to kind of decide, I think, for many fans of where they sit at the beginning of the year going into the Thanksgiving holiday of like, okay, where are we at? They're in a good spot now. They've stacked points. And that's not the sexiest thing in the world, but OT merchants can get in the playoffs.
OT they merchants often do. OT merchants are alive in March.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
The Islanders for years have deployed this strategy of we kind of suck, but
we're in the conversation.
We are sort of difficult to beat. So a bunch of our games are going to go to OT.
Or we're easy to beat in overtime, but we're in the conversation for playoffs.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at with them. They are not in the same stratosphere for me as a Bills fan compared to a Sabres fan. The Bills are looking for championships. The Sabres are looking for that 2017 Bills season where they just sneak in and all of a sudden, okay, the monkey's off our back. We can actually start operating again like a normal NHL franchise. We won't have everyone looking at us like we're this horrific Lovecraftian monster that they couldn't even bear to stare at for longer than 3 seconds.
And now, though, there's more similarities and parallels between these two franchises again. And here's another one. I talked about how the extensions for Bernard, Benford, Rousseau, they haven't really worked out so far. They've not been playing to the caliber that they were signed to.
Mm-hmm.
Tage.
Yeah.
He looks like he's skating with cinder blocks. I don't know what's going on, but he's got to be better. Tuck, if he wants that $12 million that they're looking at right now, possibly for the contract, got to hit the net a little bit more often.
Yeah, please.
Dahlin, he is dealing with one of the worst, I will say, I don't want to call it a distraction because that's, you know,
it was a near tragedy, though, in the offseason for him.
He is dealing with one of the worst things that you could deal with, which was an offseason where, you know, I don't want to go into further detail of it, but, like, that is sickening to have to really get through that. And for him to be showing up to work, that's already enough for me. But I do know he can play better than this still. I know he's got the hell of a mental block right now, and I understand that as the human side of it. I also know that, man, when he's clear of mind, look out. And I hope that gets resolved in a positive way for him quickly, just for the human side of it. And I think that Dahlin, though, he's been all right, though. That's the thing. He's not making tons of terrible mistakes for you. He is still at least manning the defense for you and defending well. But I also see Owen Power. This is a guy that's getting paid $8 million. He does a lot of quiet things well. You're making $8 million. I need a little bit more from you. Like, give me a little louder. I don't need just the quiet things. I need a little bit louder.
Yeah, your first overall pick. I mean,
like the players I mentioned before, it's about finish. Get some of the finish in there. Not the country. Close it out. Get these goals. Stop missing the net so much. And I know you're trying to be too fine, and you're trying to beat a goaltender, and I like that. But there's a little bit of a balancing line because now you have players that are crashing the net. So if you're shooting for a rebound, Josh Doan's going to be sniffing. You shoot for the rebound when he's healthy, Zach Benson's in there. You're shooting for the rebound, Jordan Greenway's back. If that man's not in front of the net, what the hell are we doing? Put these shots on net. Six players had two shots last night, and that was a team high. Tuck, Quinn, McLeod, Samuelson, Kesselring, Dahlin. Tage has one shot on goal last night. Mm-hmm. What?
Well, I think post. Two posts, but yeah.
Hit the net.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hit the net. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. We'll be right back after this quick timeout. You're listening to WGR. Quick final segment as we wrap up a Wednesday morning here on WGR. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Talk some football, talk some hockey. Let's finish up with some college football as the first bracket, 12-team playoff bracket, was announced last night. Give us a kind of an idea of where we're sitting. Number one seed, Ohio State, unsurprising.
Yeah, that's kind of normal.
Number two seed, Indiana. There we go.
I hate my life.
Mm-hmm. Number three, A&M, and number four, Alabama. After that, if you don't know, the rules have somewhat changed with this bracket.
Pause. Very annoying that it's just two SEC teams and two Big Ten teams. Carry on.
Well, so on that, so the rules have changed. Now, all of a sudden, the top four conference championship winners don't get the immediate bye.
Right.
It is just the four best teams. Five, though, conference champions will make it, that fifth being the group of five highest-ranked champion. They have it as Memphis right now. They come in as the 12 seed. You also have Georgia as the 5, Oregon as the 9, Tech as the 8, Virginia as the 11th, being the idea that they would win the ACC. 6 is Ole Miss, 10 Notre Dame, 7 BYU, the idea there being they would win the Big 12. The first two out, Texas, Oklahoma.
So it's more SEC teams.
Hook 'em horns, baby. They're coming. We're coming. Arch Manning, they're on a bye this week. They take on then Georgia at Georgia.
God, that conference is so annoying.
So cool. So cool.
So cool.
I am very excited that I have like any sort of like any hopes are alive. I'm very happy. I will say though, I think this is about right. I really badly want to see Indiana, Ohio State though in the Big Ten title. I want to see both of them undefeated in the Big Ten championship. I don't know what that'll mean for Indiana.
I just saw and news in the talent level. New starting running back has season ending surgery.
That's not great. That's not great. But I do want to see Indiana and Ohio State undefeated in the Big Ten championship. I think that'd be amazing. And if Indiana could pull that off, unbelievable to end that portion of the year. That's going to do it for us. Coming up next, more Sabres talk. Sabres Live on the way. This is WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.